Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello, and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry, and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
All good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I feel like, well, we have to start now as tradition. Let's do the hangover check. Oh. Anyone hungover?
I am fresh as a daisy. I was even offered a glass of wine yesterday, and I said, no, thank you. Just call me a health influencer.
Image of restraint, Lydia.
Jesus Christ. Although I guess he was making tons of wine, so he's not a good person.
He's a boozer.
He was a big boozer. That man liked a tipple. What about you guys?
I have a light dusting, but I have an excuse this week. A light dusting of hangover.
Okay. Just a sprinkle.
But I was literally hanging out with rock stars yesterday. So
wow.
Oh. Literally have an excuse.
Little
if they
flex.
Offer you a beer, you say you don't say no.
That's like people's bucket list. That's like up there. Do you know what I mean? People like, that's very exclusive, Ravs. You're a very cool man for doing that.
You're very pog.
Who we hang out with, can you say or not?
Black Honey. They're my mates. And aww, they were doing, their album just came out. Shout out to that. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm going to see them. And then after the show, we just hung out and drank beers. So I'm a little slightly hazy.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Do they have any like fun insights into being like rock stars and stuff? Like, is it?
Yeah, the music industry is depressing.
Oh, really?
They don't make. Yeah, it's like just nobody makes any money unless they're huge.
That's
just like sad.
Are they like full of debauchery? Are they just doing wacky shit all the time, or are they actually quite chill?
No, they were really chilling down to earth. They're good peeps.
You mean they don't do coke off of I don't know, sexy bums?
Just my bum.
That's why Ravs
was there, Lydia. Come
right,
on, keep
you
up.
Provide the ass.
Come on, I was a table.
I feel like that nice life of like rock and roll and trashing hotel rooms, do you know what I mean? I feel like that probably was only a short period in history. I don't feel like most people do that.
Do you think they'd get like cancelled now if they did that shit?
It's just not very, it's not very like, it just isn't very rock and roll anymore, I feel like, asshole to people.
Yeah. No, it's not really.
I feel like you see a lot of like the kind of like metal bands and stuff, and they're actually just really nice people. Like, they're
chill,
really down to earth, lovely people.
I guess there's a lot more scrutiny now, and also like with social media and everything, you probably can't get away with just doing massive drug binges and being awful and smashing shit up because everyone will just know you're a prick. But back in the day, you could just do it and, you know, it was fine. Although, isn't there that guy? What's his name? 1975 man. Isn't he sort of
Weird guy.
Yeah, he's weird. Like, he's trying to be a rock star guy. What is his name? I don't know. I've never even heard their music, but
man
I always see him.
Man from 1975, yeah.
You're just saying a date.
It's a date. He is
a band.
It's a band. And, okay, like, he's always, like, basically, he's always in my fucking, like, algorithm because he's done some wacky fucking thing. And I think
what
he's...
like?
He kisses lots of fans, which is really weird.
He was like humping his camera woman, and I don't know. He's
in like dry humping or dry humping
her whilst he was performing. And just I think trying to live up to that whole kind of like I'm a wacky rock star, I don't give a shit, but actually it just comes off as really cringe.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I hate everything about that.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. So I think maybe
I don't
that's...
like the band either. So I'm like, I think he's even more of a prick.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, if you reach the top in that industry, right, as you're saying, it's such like an impossible industry to make it work. You're not going to do anything that's fucking insane and going to fuck up fuck up the bag. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've reached the top, why the fuck would you go out trashing hotel rooms? Like, you don't do anything that could fuck up this career that you've just about managed to stitch together. Like,
exactly. So, such a rare position to be in, like the holy grail. But yeah, I don't know. Tell us, listeners, do you...
Are you a rock star?
Are you a rock star?
Are you a famous rock star?
Do you smash things up and do drugs off of Ravs' sexy bum? Let us know in the comments below.
I reckon, honestly,
no.
I'm going to say it. I think there's probably more of that in the streaming industry and in the content creation industry.
Don't than out there us is, like that. Than there fucking is in the music hell, industry. Harry.
I think there is.
We said we'd keep that private. That's what we get up into our
I'm not
personal
saying
life.
In this cool, in this
what
podcast.
What happens at TwitchCon stays at TwitchCon.
No, but I feel like there's a lot, because like the come up is way quicker, right? Like you don't really get the explosive growth that you used to get in like music, you know, like you used to. Like in streaming, you just overnight, someone random person get turned into a celebrity, and then you don't, they're not like, you know, they haven't legitimized any of it. They're just like, fuck it, I'm going to go crazy and smash shit up.
And just be a big wanker.
Yeah.
Be a big old wanker.
What industry do you think has the most assholes in it?
Porn.
Nice.
But I'm bumped. Very
thank
nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. Lovely.
Thank you, guys.
That's I feel like that's the question answered. All right, should go to a question.
Done. Yeah. All right, it's to a question.
That's it. I just feel like Ravs, you could at least hold it for 1 minute.
I couldn't
hold back. The perfect answer.
All right.
It's gotta be TV and film though, right?
Big egos, yeah, some big fucking egos. Oh, actually, wait, I'd say politicians.
Actor.
Dude, it has to be politicians.
I mean, politicians, well, actually.
It's a requirement.
But also based.
That probably has the highest, like, contrast, right? Of people who are actually nice, trying to do good, and people who are truly evil and assholes.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, no. Dude, it's Big Pharma.
Big Pharma is all
big
fucking
pharma.
Dickheads.
I thought you meant farming. Those fucking farmers
like
out
pharma.
There.
Well, I mean, since Jeremy Clarkson pricks. Joined that industry, they at least got one. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you guys could see my face when Raph said Big Pharma. Like, it was the meme of the woman with, like, the calculations going over her face. Like, what? what are they doing? Which is horrible.
You think I meant it in the same vein as, like, Cocker? Like, pharma?
No, I thought you meant, like, a dairy farmer, you know, like a...
Big Pharma. I just love the idea that there is a big farming industry and all these guys get together and, you know, secret circles talk
just
about the price of corn.
We're doing it in a really horrible way.
That's what a crop circle is, Harry. That's what they're actually for. It's secret meetings.
Oh my God.
We've uncovered it. The fucking,
too
oh my God, conspiracy
being said,
theories.
By you today. You're going to have to, we're going to
lock
disappear
this down.
Mysteriously. All right, should we do a question?
Let's go. Let's go. Do you want to start with the peg update?
Peg update.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who wants to read it?
Ravs, as a
peg enthusiast.
Peg enthusiast. Why don't you take this one?
No problem. I like that they put my name first here as well. Peg update. Question one. Hello, Ravs, Harry, and Big Lids. Thanks for answering my question a couple of weeks back. As you seemed to find it amusing, I thought I should give an update. Bit of a full disclosure. We'd done butt stuff in the past and always said I wouldn't do anything for her, the GF, that I wouldn't let her do to me. So in the interest of fairness, this idea was born. It's worth probably mentioning we decided to have a crack at it before the original podcast aired and have done it again since. Yes, I was a true gentleman and I bought the strap on. Who said chivalry is dead? Please report there were no pitfalls and everything was awesome. Ravs, get on it, literally. Harry, your reaction is understandable. In my opinion, half of the fun is in the change of power dynamic. So if you don't enjoy that, then you probably wouldn't enjoy it anyway. At Lydia, if you ever get the chance, then full send it. At Ravs, based pegging enjoyer, if you have a P.O. box, shout it out and I'll send you a strap on when you meet the perfect woman. P.S. Happy birthday for the other day.
This is the most
so
unhinged
much.
Just like update we've ever had. What the fuck?
Oh my God. Ravs,
they're going to send a fucking strap on to the office.
Oh my God, yes. place.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so send it in, office. It's in the video description of every Yogscast video. We probably should have it in the podcast description so people can send us stuff.
Yeah.
I can get that added.
We can eventually do a mailbag, can you believe? Steal from Triforce.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit, yeah.
It's just
going to
be strap-ons for
days,
though.
Can I just say, I love their confidence and their security of them in themselves. This is
I like that.
I'm very admirable. I'm really happy that it's gone happy for them. Just what a great update. What a happy, wholesome...
That's a good update. I'm just pleased for them. Pegged, King.
Sharing enjoyment at this point. It's great. I feel like I don't need to get pegged. I'm living through this experience. It's great. They're having a great time. I'm happy for them. It's all great.
This is a pro-pegging podcast. We're PPP, baby. Pro-pegging podcast. We are all about that.
I also love that just... your wished happy birthday at the end out of context.
Ravs, get a strap on up your ass. By the way, happy birthday, Lydia.
That was just such a nice, pleasant update. An update. Yeah.
Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
You know what? Peg away.
I guess we await Ravs's package. Hopefully it's quite small,
Well, it is, yeah.
Sag.
Jesus. Wonderful. Okay, sure. Well, I guess, Ravs, if you have no peg update for us, then we should move on.
No peg update to report.
Great. I like that we're having a weekly check-in on Ravs's sex life. This feels like it certainly is burdening Ravs more than me and Lydia with this, but...
No,
that's fine. All right, next question.
Next question. My fiance has a tattoo of the name of one of her previous boyfriends on her arm. And lots of people think it's my name and they often call me Mark when my name is not Mark. They were in a relationship for a long time, but we've been together for years. And being called Mark is awkward and I always have to correct people. What is a way to make it a fun interaction, or do I just tell her to get it removed? See, this is why you just, no matter how secure your relationship is, no matter how happy you are, married, kids, I don't even give a shit. Do not get your partner's name tattooed on you, because you just never know. You never know. It's like the tattoo, like, you know, I think tattoo artists always say, like,
I feel like it's like jinxing it,
Yeah. I understand, you know, like the intent, especially if you're like married and kids and you're just like, I'm never not going to be with this person, but you just don't know. You don't know.
Well, I think,
you really don't.
There is a level, right, where that person's clearly spent a lot of their life with that, with Mark. I guess we have his name, we can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. That's cool. That's part of their life. You know, it may have ended in however ways, but that's part of their life and they have that tattoo to remember that. The bit that is awkward and it's really interesting here, right, is it's for the next person along. It's fine for her, but it's shitty for them.
Yeah, it must be kind of like a bit of a downer, right? Like,
but also just actually getting constantly misnamed as your partner's ex is a horrible kind of little niggling thing. I feel like that would eat away at you over time.
And having to explain it every time, like, oh no, that's her ex, not me. Well, wasn't it?
I wish they'd given their name. I really wish they'd given their name and we could figure out a fun connection.
Well, so Johnny Depp was with, what's her name? Winona Ryder. And when he had her name tattooed on him, Winona, but when they broke up, he changed it to Wino Forever. So is there a way that Mark can get changed into, you know, another saying or something that isn't about her ex, like marketing
Mark
director?
My words.
Mark my words. I don't know. Like, there's not really anything exciting, is there? Mark...
Maker's Mark. I don't know. Like, just put booze, just turn it into a Maker's Mark logo.
I like mark my words. Well, I mean, that's quite threatening though, isn't it? Just on your arm. Why does your arm say mark my words?
It's very, very threatening.
Get it covered up or something. Like, you got to get it removed or cover it up.
Thing is, but I don't. Can you ask her that?
It's quite a big thing to ask someone.
I don't think you can ask. I think that has to come from her, doesn't it?
I think she has to say, I'm going to get it covered up. And that's the only thing I object to.
Yeah, I guess you seem kind of jealous if you're like, yo, can you get that person's name off your bod?
Yeah, and it's just her body. So, you know, it should be her choice whether she gets it removed or not.
But also, I'm so intrigued. Where the fuck is it on her body that every fucking time this guy's meeting someone, that they'll be able to read the word mark and then introduce, do you know what I mean? Like, is it on her forehead? Like, where is it?
It says it's on her arm. So
on
I
her
imagine,
arm? Like, how big? Like, is it just the entire arm? Like,
I'm picturing, curious. Like, bold text.
Impact.
Max size. Impact. Impact font. Her whole entire forearm.
I mean, it's got to be quite noticeable, right? Like, for people to clock that every time they meet her.
I don't think I would clock that on someone. I don't think I would. Also, I think that's kind of an asshole thing to do, make that assumption as well. I don't know if I would make that connection.
Maybe it's like breaking the ice, you know, you meet someone, you're like, oh, is guessing this is Mark then, or something. Like, you're not really thinking, you're just, you know, and it's her fiancé, so you're like, you just assume that that is him. I can imagine me putting my foot in it and saying something like that. That's absolutely the kind of dumb fucking thing I would do without thinking it through. Like, this must be Mark. Oh, all right. But is there a fun interaction they can do to make it less awkward?
God, I mean, it's just, you got to say some like really fucked up quip. Like, no, that was the previous owner or previous tenant or something.
The previous tenant, Jesus Christ.
Just like something really fucked up like that, I think is probably the getaway card, right? Because I feel like you have to disarm it instantly.
Yeah, you got to make it into a joke, right? Like
you got to say something probably quite crass, because it is quite a crass thought, right? That this is their previous boyfriend. Like, it is kind of fucked up. I don't know. I think also I would just probably say something to that. You'd be like, this kind of sucks. Like,
yeah.
Okay, but what if you, in the same spot on your arm, get another woman's name tattooed on you?
get
Mark. Oh my God.
Just have matching Mark tattoos.
Oh my God. Actually, that's great. Matching tattoos.
If it's
actually
a small tattoo, I would actually say that's the funniest solution.
Get a little Mark tattooed on you. My friend got her her dog name tattooed, and then she ended up regretting it because she had this.
Did she have like a terrible dog name? I hope it was like fucking
Twinsle
dog
Bingle.
Meat or something.
No, well, the thing is, it was a human name. It was called Frank, so she had Frank written really large on her back, and of course, everyone thought it was an ex-boyfriend or
Impact
a partner.
Yeah,
and it's like every time she had to be like, no, it was my dog, and then she ended up regretting it because she's like, it's such a pain in the ass having to explain to everyone this isn't a man. Like,
could she just get Sinatra written underneath it?
Oh, yeah, I guess she could, just say she's a huge fan, you know.
It's a massive
big fan.
She just wrote his name on me because I love him.
What if she just gets, like, a hot dog, a Frank?
I feel like
you need a picture of the dog next to the word Frank, right?
It needs
contextualizing.
That's
or like
the thing,
a paw print or something.
Something that there's the relatable. I guess that's the risk of getting any kind of name, is everyone's always going to ask about it, right? That's like the classic, like someone's going to be curious about whose name it is. It really like evokes like the need to ask a question about it, I guess, because
it just feels like
curious.
Such a fucking dangerous move.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it comes from someone with no tattoos, but it just feels like, I was just figuring out, like, I would never fucking do that. That is fucking mental.
As in get the name tattooed or ask about the name tattooed?
No, get the name tattooed.
Get
like, getting
the name
tattooed, I think, is like that's a psychopathic move.
I'm sure there's going to be someone listening who's got like a partner's name or...
Got a fucking family tree.
Whole family tree or... I think, you know what? I think family is okay.
I think family is fine. I agree.
Yeah. If it's like someone that your family, like your mum, brother, sister, whatever, who you're really, really close to and, you know, they're always going to be a part of your life. Like, I think that could be quite a sweet tribute. I think relationships is just too fucking risky. My dad actually has his ex-girlfriend's name written really large on his back.
Impact font.
What is this? What is
size
Impact 72. Font? What does that mean?
It's just the generic YouTube thumbnail font. Oh, okay. It's like the meme font.
Right. I see. So yeah, like you can just end up having, you know, somebody that you used to know's name tattooed on you for the rest of your life.
What does he say about it? Does he have any, or do you know what to say?
I don't think he cares because he's got quite a lot of tattoos, so it's not like it doesn't really stand out. And B, it's on his back, so he can't see it. I think it matters less if you can see it. Like if it's something where you see, I guess on her arm, you see it like constantly. But if it's on your back or whatever, you just forget it's there, don't you? Like you just don't really care anymore. If you can't see it, who gives a shit?
I'm just also I am actually so intrigued of what this tattoo looks like. Like, is it Mark written in like nice swirly font? Mm. Joey Mark's just,
is there a heart?
Like, I just find, not no offense to any of the Marks out there. I'm also a Harry. I just find Mark quite a plain name.
Mark.
Jane is just like Mark.
Michael.
Yeah, Kevin. Michael. Wow, what an extravagant name. You can really add Michael, some you know, that's fun
a different,
in there.
That's a different name, Ravs.
I'm just thinking of just thinking of names.
Naming names NPC now? Names.
I'm just saying NPC names.
I thought you were saying it's Michael
names
the
that
long
give me NPC energy. Mark.
I thought you were saying Michael Mark's is the there, long dude. Word for Mark.
Mark is up there with John as the biggest NPC energy
John.
Name.
Oh.
See, I got a bit of fancy on mine though. Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan you know, is great. Johnny is great.
Yeah,
John is like.
What is John the name? One. Did you see the name that's going to be extinct because no one's called their baby that since like 1975 or something? Like it's like Gary. Gary name is becoming extinct. Is it Gary? Yeah. You know, because like people just, here we go. The name Gary, which has fallen out of favor among parents in recent... Oh, no, it's making... What? It's making a comeback? Who the fuck is calling their baby Gary?
More Garys.
What? it's okay, so from in 2015 it was becoming extinct because no one was calling their baby Gary anymore, and now in 2022 Gary is making a comeback. Who the fuck's calling their baby
How much
Gary
do you think that's because
in 2022?
Gary Yoga.
Mad offending everyone right now.
okay what are the most common names in England and America? Let's just go down the list and just say why they're shit. And then we'll fuck
just make
everyone
sure
off.
Look, there's nothing wrong with the name Gary. I think it's just an old-fashioned name. It's like Paul.
James.
Paul and Gary and those names are like just old-fashioned. But I guess they'll make a comeback. Like now it's popular to name your baby like really old, like Ethel and
oh, I hate that so much. That's
things
still
like
old
that,
to me.
You know?
That shit's still old.
Like grandma names. So eventually, when we're older, the cool trendy names will be Alan and Paul and Gary.
No.
And like names that we think of as like dad names will
we're
be
on
the
a
trendy
bad cycle.
Names.
We got to delay. How do we delay the cycle? This is a fucked cycle, Lily. I don't want to do this. You can't make me. I'm not naming my kid
you
Alan.
You have to. You have to call your kid Alan. It's the only
Fuck
way.
Fuck me.
That's
he just
such
comes
a dad
out
name,
and he's a fully formed bricky. And I'm just like, great. Get him down the site.
9 months have passed on. And out pops Brian the taxi driver.
Brian, fuck yeah. but yeah.
He already has a heart mum tattoo.
And a pint. Just like, fuck.
And a pint.
The doctor just hands you the starter kit. And it's just like, oh, you went for Alan? Yeah, here you go.
You're right, mate. Anyone got a cig?
He's beautiful. He's my boy.
I'm curious to know, like, what is the most popular baby
What is the most popular name this year?
Name. Yeah. What do you guess?
Pedro.
What? Really?
Gotta be Pedro, right?
Okay.
Wait,
oh,
in
actually,
the UK, though?
In the UK.
Because America will be very different.
Okay, I've got it. Can anyone make a guess? It's quite sort of, it's biblical, actually.
What? Okay, wait. I'm going to make a safe bet. Wait, it's
Joseph.
Biblical.
Yeah.
I mean, John?
No, it's more trendy than John.
Joseph.
Mm-mm.
Jesus.
Jebediah.
No, it's Noah. Noah is the most popular boy's name of 2023.
I don't hate Noah.
I like Noah. I fuck with Noah.
I had a hamster called Noah. It's a nice
such
name.
A weird name for a hamster.
What's the
popular girl's name?
So I looked up baby boy. Also, second place is Oliver, which I do. I like Oliver. I think Oliver's a nice
name. There's
a
lot of Olivers going around, though. There's a lot of Olivers going around.
Oh,
I don't know many Olivers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like Ollie, like that is quite a sort of popular.
I think I grew up with maybe like seven Olivers.
Yeah.
That makes sense though. I like when I picture Oliver in my head when I'm back in Scotland, I'm like, oh, that's the Southern people.
That's the Southern people.
That's the other people.
that's over the wall.
So what's maintained its name for the third year running is actually very similar. It's Olivia. Oliver and Olivia. People love that sort of sound.
That would be what I would name my daughter.
Really?
Olivia.
Olivia. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty name. Olivia. Olivia. Olivia.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Honestly,
Harry's number seven
Oliver
on the list.
I might be an Oliver and Olivia man.
Oh, you can't name your children Oliver and Olivia.
No, but depending on what one comes out.
But no, but imagine you have both and you're like, Oliver, Olivia, well,
no,
because
the first one, the sequel gets a different name.
Oh, okay. All right. The sequel gets second best, gets the scraps.
Yeah.
All right. If Ravs's future child is listening to this and you're the second child, you're the scraps.
Sorry about that.
He didn't want that
Sorry.
Name.
He forgot.
You're the
That's why you're
nasty seconds.
Brian or Brianette.
Brian.
Hello, Alan, if you're listening.
Daddy loves you,
to
Alan.
To my future boy, Alan. Daddy loves you. If you hear this, Alan, Daddy loves you.
But he loves Olivia more. Right. Should we move on?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Hello, Zero Degrees. It was my birthday recently, and I tend to just have a quiet night without celebrating. My friends insisted on doing something big, despite me insisting that I'd rather do something simple. To add on to this, the friends assumed that I would be the one organizing everything. So I reluctantly made a reservation for pottery painting place and a Korean restaurant. Sounds lovely. A day before the gathering, one of my friends asked the group chat how much she should bring for the party. Turns out everyone except her had assumed that I would be paying for everything.
Jeez.
For reference, the restaurant and pottery place and cake would cost about £180. Luckily, I'm actually mind-blown it's that cheap. I was like expecting it to be way more.
I was expecting way more there, yeah.
Okay, that's still quite a lot of money though. That's not, it's a lot of money. Luckily, the city had a major snowstorm that day and they had agreed to reschedule. We had not communicated since that day, about 2 weeks. To complicate matters, my friends insisted on getting me a gift. They asked me what I liked and I told them that I wanted a gift card for a local gardening hardware store. Yesterday, a package containing their gift had arrived. They got me a nice watch for my birthday. I don't wear watches, nor have I ever worn one in their presence or bought it up. My question is, how should I proceed with this situation? A friend from a different circle insists that I should not talk to them anymore. I know they meant well when they got me a nice watch, but it feels like no one listened to my preferences for the party and the gift. Sorry for the long posts. Love the podcast. Hope you guys have a lovely day. P.S. Thank you, Lydia, for that lovely picture of you holding that squid plate, which gave me the idea for the pottery place.
Fuck yes.
Oh my God. I just feel like this is so sad. I just feel so bad.
This is tricky as well. This is a really tricky thing to navigate. Okay, so I would say whoops, first off,
I would say bleep, bleep.
I would say bleep.
Well, don't listen to Lydia's advice. She can't fucking see. So.
I would say if someone arranged something for people to do on their birthday, I would not expect that they were paying for me. Like, yep. I think that is common manners, decency, sense to not just expect the person's birthday who it is to just be paying for everyone. Like, that seems really rude to me.
Yeah, 100%.
I would always say, how much do I owe you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, I'm making the assumption that I'm bringing money to pay for myself. You know, if we're not talking about it, I'm making the assumption that I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I couldn't go out unless I had like money to put to something. Because what if you're in the opposite like position where everyone is paid and you were assuming that you're going to get paid for? That would kill me.
Yeah. So awkward. Also, the fact that they're like, I like a quiet evening and they're the one that like pushed me into doing something, and then they're just expecting them to pay for it all. It's like, I don't know. I mean, that is
it's fucking weird. So I mean, yeah. I don't know how much I can blame them. And sure, you stated your preference if you'd like a quiet evening, but I mean, also you did get to choose the things that you were going to go and do. And I think they're just trying to, you know, friends just want to go out and have a fun time. And I don't think I can blame them that much for that, right? They're trying to bring you out of your shell maybe a little bit and get you to come out and do some fun stuff. I mean, that's kind of fine. That's like the least offensive bit of everything they did here, right?
They just wanted to celebrate their birthday and they wanted to do some fun thing. And yeah, I think the intentions were good. I don't think it's like a malicious act. I think what they wanted to do was nice. I just can't fathom expecting this person to be paying for all of these people, almost £200.
It just sounds kind
worth.
Of weirdly manipulative, do you know what I mean? Of like, yes, do this for your birthday. Yes, pay for it. Thank you.
I'm also curious about how this all came out, because this friend has said, how much do I owe you? And it says, turns out everyone except her had assumed that I would be paying for everything. How did they find out that everyone assumed? Did everyone say that? Like, you know what I mean?
What a fucking mental, I want to see those group logs.
Like, God, who was the first person in the group chat that was like, wait, aren't you paying?
Oh my God.
Oh, who was that person?
Probably fucking Alan.
Yeah,
sick
fucking
of
Alan.
His shit.
Straight out of the womb, straight to the pottery class. He's raging.
I the watch is like really, I think the most like weird bit. Like, especially that you said that you would love a gift card for a gardening store to just
it is
buy
weird,
a,
isn't it?
Buy a nice, like, is it a weird like overextension where they're like, oh, we feel like we fucked up with saying we wouldn't pay for the pottery. Do you know what I mean? Like, is it like a weird going beyond because they feel bad? I don't understand.
I don't think so, because it says they haven't spoken for 2 weeks. Like, if they'd felt bad, they would have messaged and been like, sorry about all that stuff. You know, the fact that they just haven't had any communication for 2 weeks and then they send them. It is bizarre. I could understand if this person said, I don't care what you get me. And then they got them something that they didn't like. They'd be like, all right, okay, well, whatever. But the fact they specifically said, I want a gift card for my local gardening store. It's strange that they paid no attention to that. They thought like, oh, a gift card isn't very personal. Let's get them something more personal. Maybe that was their thought process.
It's just so weird. And I feel like with the information we have, all we can do is just jump to the conclusion that your friends are kind of assholes. Do you know what I mean? Like these weird, like they're not being straight up dickheads, but it just feels very strange that they don't seem to listen to you. And I think that's a sign of a bad friend. Like,
yeah, I would say.
But we don't have enough information, I feel like.
Not enough backstory. I would say that the things they're doing are nice. They want to go out for your birthday. They want to celebrate it. They bought you a gift. They bought you a nice watch. Like, I think it sounds like they are nice friends, but as you've said, Harry, like they're not listening to you and they're not proper. It's like they're like unknowingly doing these shitty things. I don't think they mean to be bad friends. They're unknowingly doing it, which I don't know. That's a hard thing to navigate. How do you navigate?
Well, also, I don't feel like the story inspires me to offer the advice of go and talk to them.
Also, they're going to sound like a bit of a dick if they say, I didn't want this watch and you wanted me to pay for you all. And I don't know. It's a bit sort of, maybe a bit of a thing you just have to kind of accept and move on. Like bringing it up might make them seem like a bit of a dickhead.
It's nice to know they've got other friends though. You know, and they're chatting to other people in different circles. It's not like a, you know, they're not in that one reliant circle. This is my life, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think, Rabs? What would you do in that situation?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. It's so weird. Like you said, the watch is such a weird gift. Like,
it's so weird. Asked, it's just asked, so strange.
You asked for something specific and they got you something like totally out of the blue. It's so strange to me. Like, I don't even know what I would do. I guess I would wear it to be polite and then just like not wear it again. I don't know. I don't know.
Would it's you like cut them out though?
Cut them out?
Like, you stop talking to them?
They what they did was like nice spirited, but like yeah, assuming you'd pay in and buying you not getting you what you wanted, but not that you should always get what you want, but like, you know, it's just, I don't know, it feels very odd. I don't know if I'd cut them out though.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I think cutting them out is a bit strong. The other friend saying not talking to them is a bit harsh. Maybe
I wonder if this is all weirdly, I don't want to start spreading conspiracy theories, but it feels to me like this is weirdly led by one person in the friendship group. Do you know what I mean? Someone with some ulterior motive or something. And maybe it's just misplaced, you know, kindness, but it feels very, I don't understand how you could be really close friends with a group of people and then they get it all so terribly wrong. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like collectively, how can they fuck it up this bad?
Yeah.
And be your mates? I don't get it. I mean, also, I'm just still fucking shocked that how many friends were going to this? Because at a restaurant and a pottery and a cake for £180, I'm running the math and I think it's a deal.
Maybe there's only a few of them. Maybe it's quite a small group.
Where the fuck are you?
We'll go with you. Come on, let's go.
I will pay. Like, that sounds like a great deal.
Maybe this is like a small group. Maybe there's just like three of them or something like that. Maybe it's like, because in my head, I'm imagining like a big group, but maybe it's like a smaller friendship group.
I think it's probably something you have to just swallow and move past. It's way too awkward to bring up the watch shit. That's like beyond. Time has passed. There's no point trying to bring up the money shit with the thing. I think it's just you strike it up as that was weird and you give them another go and hope it all fades.
Yeah.
And get them a completely weird fucking gift back.
And don't ever pay for anything when you're going to their birthdays.
Yes. Remember, two wrongs make a right. So keep doing that.
Yeah. Perpetual badness in the world will always make things better.
Exactly.
I really want an update on this. I want to know what they do.
Get them a gardening gift card.
Yes. Oh my God. And they live in like a flat.
That's so funny.
They live in a flat somewhere. Get them a gardening gift card. Perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's sweet
the
revenge.
Sweetest revenge. Yeah.
I do want an update.
Update us. Let us know. I think you're valid to feel upset, but maybe don't just completely cut them out because I think their intentions were in the right place. It just went a bit askew. But yeah, let us know what happens and what you decide to do in the end.
All right, should we do one more short one? I got a little one after that long one.
There's a little micro question I'm peeping.
Did we do this one?
I don't know if we did.
What, the 18-year-old?
I feel like we talked about it in the office, maybe.
We haven't done it on the podcast.
I actually don't know if we could do it. You know what? Maybe this is just the outro. It's me saying this is a fucked up question and I don't know why it's in the sheet. I don't know how it's made it here.
Well, we could take out the ending of it and just do the bit
before. I'm just going to read it and everyone listening can make their judgment.
Okay.
If you could go back in time to meet your younger self, say 18, what advice would you give yourself? Also, would you have a sexual relations with your younger self?
Why does it start off such like a wholesome question and then it becomes a wholesome question?
That bracket, say 18 is when it starts getting creepy.
Yeah, you know it's going to be fucked up when they have that in there.
Yeah.
I guess we can do the first part, right?
Mm. Yeah, what would you advise you to give?
Am I amongst cowards?
I'm just not comfortable with the term younger self.
I don't like that.
Well, that makes me very uncomfortable.
But wait, it says you can go back in time. Are we an 18-year-old fucking our 18-year-old? Wait, what is this question? I don't know. Okay, let's just answer the first bit and then we'll see how we feel about the second bit. What would you guys say to your 18-year-old self?
I don't know.
I'd say don't go to university.
That's
don't
a good
do it.
One.
It's going to put you 40 grand in debt.
Yeah. Do YouTube. Do it.
Do YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Do it early. Do it right now, you idiot. What are you doing? Why are you not doing it?
Do it right now. Right now. Don't go to university.
Fuck cleaning windows. This is the heyday. You'll be rich.
Actually, that's true. Just go back. Be like, don't go to university. Start YouTube channel immediately when Justin.tv and Twitch TV happens.
Make a Justin TV account.
Do it. Do it. And then bam, equals success. Easy.
I think I'd also be like, by the way, in 2020, there's going to be this fucking world, like global pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, like just buy up all the medical stock just before here, then. And just
here are the two times so no where you have got it. COVID. Don't go to those nights out.
Oh, but okay, but is there a little bit of like time fuckery here, right?
Yeah,
like,
we're altering time.
Do you know
you're
what's
not
interesting? I don't know if 18-year-old Harry would trust 27-year-old Harry if he just turned up and started spewing advice at me.
Screaming, I think I'd be like
who
man.
The fuck are you? Like, you're the bad timeline. Shit went wrong for you.
Oh.
I never should have smoked that shit, man.
What advice would you actually give, Liz? Where are you at?
Well, I guess if you can't do, because that's meant to be the rule of time travel, right? Not that time travel exists, but you're not supposed to like alter the future because you create paradoxes and things like that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, maybe going back and saying those things to your younger self would, you know, you might not end up, we might not know each other. We might not be doing this. You might not know the people in your life. It might not necessarily make everything better. It might... That would be the monkey's paw thing, right? You'd go back and tell them to start YouTube and Twitter, but Twitch.
Twix.
Eat the Twix.
We started Twix, the famous chocolate brand.
But it just ends up with you being miserable, making loads of money, crashing out, you know, getting into drugs. And, you know, that would be the...
Oh, no,
like,
that sounds awful.
Oh, no. But then, you know, it all goes awful and you lose all your money and blah, 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 blah. So if it was something which didn't affect the future...
Yeah.
God, I don't know. It'd probably be something corny, wouldn't it? Like, believe in yourself. Like, you know, I don't know.
What if you fucked with yourself and said some code shit? Like,
what were you going to say something else there?
What if you fucked yourself?
No. Fuck with
like,
your own brain.
Let's get to the second part
like,
of the question.
you just walk in and you say some weird shit like, the tulip grows in the West, and then you leave.
What, you spend the rest of your life?
I turn up to myself, that's a goober.
That's a goober.
You'll understand what this means.
When the time is right, you will understand the goober.
The moment will come. If you told them that there's a tulip growing in the West or whatever, you'd spend the rest, you'd become a crazy person frantically traveling, like looking for this
That'd
tulip.
Be a laugh, though.
It'd be a giggle,
be a
wouldn't it? It'd be a giggle.
Yeah,
it'd
be a right giggle.
Good
Can
story
I just say
tell.
How actually fucked up the second part of this question is? Just imagine you're just like, 18-year-old me is just living my life, and then just 27-year-old me just turns up and starts sucking me off, would ruin and scar me for the rest of my life. I would never be able to mentally recover from that. You just, some time traveling future self just arrives and begins to fellate you would be horrifying.
Oh my God. Yeah. When you put it like that,
just absolutely, it would be awful.
You're right. Yeah. That's genuinely awful.
Genuinely like a traumatic experience.
You know, Raz is sitting there being like, oh, I'd peg the shit out of myself if I went back.
That's fine for Raz. Who would peg who though, Raz? That's the real question.
Oh yeah, who pegging who?
Oh, it's like an infinite machine that just swaps.
It's like yin and yang. Your body's morphed into a big yin and yang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh my God. Right. Yeah. I think
what a mental
that.
Question.
Yeah.
That's mental. That's actually, the more I think about it, the more it fucks my brain.
I hate it. I hate this question. Let's end.
Yeah. That's enough. I'm done.
That's enough. I'm done. Thank you so much for sending in all your wonderful questions this week. We really appreciate it. Keep sending them in. We love reading them. Give us more updates. Mm-hmm. We enjoy it.
Thank you to all our patrons.
Thank you, patrons.
Thank
I still
you
get
so
your little notifications.
Much.
I got one at 1 a.m. the other day, and I was like, oh my God. But I did a pog. I was like, what the fuck is this notification? I was like, someone has pledged £3. I was like, pog.
Thank you.
So troll Ravs, keep him up, sleepless nights and all that. Thank you for listening. Make sure you rate, review, and send in your questions. We'll catch you guys all next time.
See you
later.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.